Good morning, I'm Chris Lobach.
And I'm Brian Capacious. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
With wintry weather outside this past week, it's hard to believe that temperatures were in the 90s when Garrigan music students first started practicing for all state editions. 14 seniors and one band member have been working hard preparing for the big event today. The students are over in Storm Lake today, and they're trying to make it to the 2006 All-State Music Festival.
The choir selections include a wide variety of music. In addition to the old standards like America the Beautiful and the Battle Hymn of the Republic, choir members have been practicing a German piece by Brahms, the Latin song O Sacrum Convivium, a spiritual called My Soul's Been Anchored in the Lord, and other songs entitled Zadok the Priest, I Thank You God, and Sleep. Band additions call from playing everything from simple scales to long, complicated A tunes.
Dylan Frecking is auditioning for the All-State Band. Choir auditioners include Ashley Kreeft, Rebecca Brosnan, Kendra Plath, Jenna Richter, Chrissy Kohlhaus, Casey Arndorfer, Ben Hellman, and Chris Hansen, as well as Shane Kube, Alec Buchholz, Sam Norlin, Brittany Birdie, Beth Kolesch, and Emily Rising. They've been practicing before and after school since August, and we hope all the practices pays off with some All-State selections today. Good luck, auditioners.
Last Saturday, Garrigan hosted its 16th annual Quiz Bowl tournament, which once began was Iowa's largest academic competition. While none of the trophies stayed at home, the Bears still made a good showing in the tournament. Two teams made the playoffs, and a third just missed a playoff spot. After the preliminary rounds, the team of Chris Scoba, Ethan Dahlhauser, DJ Thompson, and Joe Straub was seeded second overall, while Chris Lobach, Alex Bradley, Shane Kube, and Jake Lane were seeded 15th. The two teams faced each other in the playoff opener, and the 15th seed pulled it off. They ended up falling in the quarterfinals, but they still had a good finish.
A third Garrigan team, which included Melissa Cruz, as well as freshmen Taylor Brandenburg, Katrina Even, Joanna Frecking, and Rebecca Urban, and Brittany Burry, was in 17th place after their morning rounds, just missing a playoff spot. That's the best finish a mostly freshman team has ever made, so we're expecting good things from these girls in the future. Lamar's ended up winning the tournament, but three nearby teams, West Bend Mallard, Algona High, and Central, took the next three places. Thanks to everyone who helped make another successful BGHS Quiz Bowl tournament.
Garrigan's annual magazine drive is just around the corner. Starting next Thursday, students will be selling subscriptions to all your favorite magazines. The cost is the same or less as those offers you get in the mail. When you renew your subscriptions through the school, 40% of the money stays right here at Garrigan. The money goes to the student council, which uses it to help out almost every student activity in the school. The magazine drive will continue through the first week of November, so be sure to see your favorite Golden Bear and get those subscriptions renewed.
This past week, invitations went out to many Garrigan juniors and seniors, telling them their grade points qualify them to apply for the National Honor Society. Being smart is just the first guideline for membership. The applicants have been busy this week filling out a form that documents their achievements in the fields of scholarship, leadership, service, and character. A committee of faculty members will evaluate their applications and select the final students next week. The induction ceremony will be in November.
Tomorrow will be the annual Diocese of Sioux City Bishop's Dinner for Education, and several local educators are among the honorees. Father Cecil Friedman will be receiving the Clergy Appreciation Award in recognition of his many years leading the Garrigan school system. High school Spanish teacher Linda Peterson and elementary teacher Sue Sals have been nominated for the Bishop Lawrence Sowens Excellence in Education Award. Congratulations to them all.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Cindy Redding. Here to tell you about her is Marissa Spain.
Cindy Redding is a Wesley native. She's a volleyball captain, and she's also won awards in basketball and track. Cindy attended the Iowa Girls State last year, and over the years, her other activities have included Christian Leadership in Action, the Garrigold Yearbook, softball speech, and the Bear Facts. Away from school, you might see her working as a lifeguard. She plans a pre-med major at college, and we wish Cindy the very best of luck.
Thanks, Marissa. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's an All-State Music Auditions today in Storm Lake. Tomorrow is the Bishop Center in Sioux City.
Next Tuesday, Garrigan will host the Volleyball District Final, and there's also that night the freshman football team hosts Pocahontas. Wednesday, there's no school at Garrigan.
Next Thursday, the magazine drive begins. There's volleyball regionals at Lorenz that night. Finally, next Friday, the football Bears finish their regular season by hosting West Bend Mallard. The dance god will serve pizza supper at the game.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.